Todd Rundgren. People say Clay always talks about Todd Rundgren on the show. I've never even been a huge fan, but just lately, kind of coming around. How you doing, everybody? Clay Pigeon with you. Fabio lurking somewhere. I think we'll go from Todd to Rod, singing Todd. Stay with me. This is Rod Stewart, the Infatuation album 1984, his version of Todd Rundgren's Can We Still Be Friends on the Dusty Show.
Turn.
That's Jeff Beck on guitar, 80s style. Beck and production, Michael O'Martian production. You may or may not be excited by that. Rod Stewart, still the great pipes, though, great voice. Clay Pigeon with you, Dusty Show. Somebody's on the phone. I wonder if they'd intended to be on the radio. Yes, that's what happened. You can call. Can we still be friends? 201-209-9368. Dale said Rod killed the faces. But he made the faces, right? He made faces. 6:10, somebody seems to be there. Anybody on the other end of the phone?
Hello, Dusty. Good afternoon. Good evening.
How you doing? What's up?
Listener Chris.
Okay, Chris.
Can I make a request? I don't think you have the record.
Yeah, I probably can't get out of it. Maybe it's just one of the 9 or 10 I brought in. Wouldn't that be something?
It'd be wonderful if you had it.
What is it, man?
Grand Funk.
Oh, jeez.
I know you don't have it.
I'm Your Captain, did you say?
Yes, by Grand Funk.
Now, have you always loved that song, or did you just stumble upon it recently?
Well, my brother came back from Vietnam.
Mm, man.
He came back from California.
You bet.
And he came back to Jersey. And
wow, what a...
It was 8-track, 2-act.
That's the perfect Grand Funk story. It really is.
Well, I'm sorry you don't have it. I have the record, but I like when you play, because you embellish it so much.
Yeah. Do you know, do you sing it? Do you sing? It's pretty easy to play on guitar.
I'm a working guy.
Everybody,
listen to me. Can I take me to my home port? My home. Well,
yeah.
Dusty, I'm sorry if you didn't have it, but I appreciate you answering the phone.
If you return me to my home port, I will kiss you,
Mother Earth. You're
take
good, babe.
Me back now. Take me back now. To the port
of my birth.
Of my birth. You know it, man.
Yes, I do. But I like when you play it. But you play it like a long time ago. And
I'll play it again. I play it often.
Well, I know you don't have it right tonight because you have a different format, but I had to give you a call.
You called in so fast, I don't even have background music on. I usually would have some type of background music.
No,
I feel vulnerable.
I talk fast. I came up from work.
What's your sign, man?
Aquarius.
Aquarius, that's a good sign. Do you seek spiritual nourishment? Are you a religious person?
It's back and forth.
Yeah, where are you at right now?
I come in my apartment.
You're at your apartment? I mean spiritually.
It's back and forth. I'm a Catholic, but, you know, I believe in aliens, too.
And aliens? Are Catholics, would that be not... believing in aliens wouldn't jive somehow with the...
No, so I have an open mind to everything.
Yeah. Do you love the world you live in?
Actually, I do, despite what's going on in the Middle East and other things.
Well, there's always going to be trouble. What's your message to our listeners?
Just hang tough and have a great, Valentine's Day.
That's coming up soon, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And who's a couple of presidents' birthdays? Do you know those?
I'm not quite sure at the moment.
Abe Lincoln?
Lincoln, yes.
On the 12th, and George Washington on
yes,
the 20th. Got a live one, Fabio.
I'm
a live
patriotic.
Fabio's here. You want to say hi to him?
No, I'll just talk to you.
You don't want to talk to him?
No, he's got other things in his mind.
I do?
He's
like what?
Well, you're co-hosting with...
I'm not co-hosting. He invites me onto his program.
Don't bark at him, Fab.
I'm not barking. Sort of remarking at what he said.
Check in on the IQ. Is he kind of barking? A little terse?
No,
check in.
Come back. He's talking. He's discussing. It's a conversation.
Huh?
It's a conversation.
Yeah, we were talking. But I invited Fabio in. I should let you go, man.
Next week you might have the Grand Funk.
Try to remind me. You wanted to hear I'm Your Captain, Fab. I got to let you go, man.
I'm Your Captain.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Take care, man. That was nice of him to call. We do have another one. Should we take it, Fab? Who's there? Clay Pigeon. Uh-oh. Is anybody there?
No, I'm there. This is for Fabio.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
That's fine.
They shoot horses, don't they?
Yes.
That movie.
Great movie. excellent movie. Jane Fonda, Gig Young, really great cast.
I don't think a horse in the whole thing, but great movie.
It's a real downer, man. Real serious downer, that
sometimes,
movie.
Sometimes they're the best. Sometimes
yeah,
they're the best.
Yeah, it's really beautifully done. I love that movie. Yeah, it's great. It's really great.
Who directed that?
I don't remember.
They shoot horses, don't they?
Yeah.
I remember it.
Yeah. Sadly, Gig Young later actually did commit suicide years later.
Man.
Wow.
Really tragic.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
I'm running out of the area. I just wanted to get that in.
Do you remember the Trinity movies?
Like My Name is Nobody?
Trinity is still my name.
Yeah, My Name is Nobody
was
the best
actor?
One. I can't remember his name.
Terrence Stamp.
No, it's not Terrence Stamp. It's not Terrence Stamp. But might be Terrence something or other, but not Terrence Stamp.
He hung right up on his father. How you feeling, man?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
I had some of Jeff's really supremo coffee earlier, so I'm all jacked up.
Are you jacked?
I'm kind of jacked up. It doesn't take much because I don't drink a lot of coffee.
How about this? You like this in the background? Shepherds. A band called Shepherds. Loco Hills, the album.
Do you have the record there?
Brooklyn.
Let me see.
It's one of the only cool records I have.
Let me see. I'm just curious. I don't recognize it.
See what you can find out from looking at that.
Well, it's like some kind of snake on the cover. Wow. There's nothing in here. You paid $2 for this.
At the FMU Record Fair. And I use it all the time. I use this record, man.
It's got a vague, crowdy.
What are they
kind
going
of vibe.
For?
Kraut.
Really?
A little bit.
See, I wouldn't have any. I thought it was garage.
No, it's not excessively so. But
garage,
yeah, it's sort of
trance.
A crossover between those two. To me, anyway.
For the record collector, it's on Not Fun Records. Yeah, let's play another Brooklyn thing. Bushwick Bill. What do you know about? Because I just came upon this 12-inch at a flea market.
Hip hop. It's like early hip hop. But he has like a very sort of controversial, background. That guy.
And what?
I think he did some jail time.
I looked him up. He was with the Ghetto Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This, and I like this Bushwick. I can't even say it.
Bushwick Bill.
The Unforgiven.
Mm-hmm.
Dusty Show. Stay with us. Calls are already happening.
Terrence Hill.
The weaponry, cause I let them aggravate and get to me, agitate like they fit to be called superior, bragging about your possessions and vehicle interior, inferior to the has cause I'm a have not, will I be forgiven for having stash pots instead of stocks, bonds or bales in front, future with hell in front, crack sales, LSD, ecstasy and blood, glocks and pumps, chicken heads, bras and stunts, life in the dumps, man, this is really messed up, scarred from being scuffed up, you scared from being roughed up, and I'm like F-Lux, since life like F-Chuck. Kicking doors, throwing chairs, and plugging phones. Cold stairs, harsh words, threatening folks, but I won't go there. Lord, I really don't care. I just don't give a man. Excuse me, Lord, I pray you deliver. Little Bush should be forgiven for his thugging, his mobbing, his stealing, his being a villain, robbing, pillaging, being belligerent, forgiven for ill thoughts and preconceived notions for rocking a boat, provoking and causing. Little Bush should be forgiven for his thugging, his mobbing, his stealing, his being a villain, robbing, pillaging, being belligerent, forgiven for ill thoughts and preconceived notions for rocking a boat. Forgiven for living how I wanna, smoking marijuana, drinking Coronas and live sex in the Tacoma. The gun in my holster sit under my shoulder, or the switchblade I use on trick made sticks to get paid. Hunting, waiting on opportunity. Things ain't what they used to be. Need to take it more crucially. Known as just you and me. Negativity influenced me fluently.
Do I say a prayer before I beat your ass?
Would you be forgiven for the rudeness, being abusive, being obtuse in my angle and my thoughts to mangle? Murder by strangulation. Wanna strangle the nation? Say the blade. Amazing how you don't give up. Pick a step and deliver. Fall victim to a brother that will help you lose your liver. Baby girl, need clothes to fit her. Food to eat, a place to sleep,
I don't know what happened to Bushwick Bill. I think there was a cat hair on the needle, Bob. Yeah, yeah.
What happened to it?
It just started, you know, deteriorating the sound quality, like distortion only. Unintentional, like
little fuzzball,
something on the stylus. Yeah, I'm
happens. Surprised. No, I'm not.
It seemed like a relatively new record.
Yeah, but I mean, these needles sometimes need cleaning. You know, a lot of people play records here.
And you were on before me.
I was.
Yeah, so yeah. You should clean them.
But so I'm responsible.
Your records are filthy.
My records.
In content.
My records are filthy.
We got callers, like Wrigley's has gum. Let's see if anyone's there. Anybody there?
Hello.
Hi, we're struggling today on the Dusty Show. Who's this?
Don't
Hi,
believe it.
Cameron from New Jersey.
Did you say Cameron?
Yes, sir.
That's my father's name. Bless
oh, really?
His soul. Yeah, Cameron.
I don't meet too many Camerons.
Yeah, well, it's starting to be a little more common. Hold on a second, Cameron. I'm not going to take you off the air. I just want to check something here. I guess it's all right. I thought I heard Uncommon Fuzz. Yeah. Cameron, what's the deal? What's on your mind today? What made you call when others wouldn't?
I'm kind of just working. I always listen to the show while I'm a delivery guy, so I just drive around. And
do you like WFMU? Is it part of your life? Honestly,
yeah,
honestly.
Not, I wouldn't say it's a significant part of my life, but it's certainly the only radio station.
Do
I
you mention
to.
The call letters once? How often? Once every 7 days? Every 2 weeks? Every day?
Don't put the guy on the spot.
This maybe is, every 2 weeks.
This is demographics, Fob.
Yeah. What will you do with this demographic?
The Arby's are coming up.
The
I actually was calling because you guys are always talking about good movies, and you've, you know...
Did you have a movie in mind?
Here we go.
I'm sorry, did you have a movie in mind?
Yeah. I just saw this movie. I don't know if you've maybe heard of it or seen it. It's called Wake in Fright.
What's it called?
Wake in Fright.
Wake in Fright, yes. That's an Australian film, right?
Yeah,
it's really excellent. Really excellent.
Yeah, well,
I think Donald Pleasance. Donald Pleasance is in that again.
It's Donald Pleasance Day.
It is. Donald Pleasance. And he plays a really, like, messed up, like, drunken, foul character in that movie. Right?
It's a very great movie. That's, like, one of the better character unraveling films I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. And the guy goes through a whole cycle. Like, you know, he goes on vacation and then things, you know, fall apart from there. And then he comes back, you know.
You guys and your capability to analyze these films.
We're not analyzing it. We're just, you know, remarking on how good
in.
It is. Well, you haven't seen it, so you couldn't say anything anyway.
But it's a...
Yeah, if you saw it, then you could say...
It's a thinking man's movie, isn't it?
Well, it's got a lot of different
Nobody's
aspects.
Getting punched straight
well,
away.
There is.
Very Twilight Zone, in my opinion.
Yeah?
A little bit. I wouldn't say it's very. I think it's sort of like it goes... It takes the character off into a deep, you know, sort of exploration
caller,
of his own...
Caller, is New England psyche. Guilty in the Deflategate controversy?
What?
Is New England guilty in the Deflategate controversy?
Oh, Deflategate. No, I'm not a big Patriots or... who's the other team? Seahawks fan.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, but you know who's in the game.
Yeah.
Are you talking about golf again?
Super Bowl,
yeah.
Fabio.
Oh,
Super Bowl coming up. Seattle?
Is that like a big kind of soup you get?
Come on, Fabio, don't play coy. You know what? You've come over for the bowl before. You brought the chips last time and the pennant.
I can say without any doubt in my mind, well, without any trip, nothing. I can just say straight out, I've never sat through a Super Bowl game.
How far do you think you could punt a ball?
Punt.
If right now, if you were on the end zone of the goal line, how far can
I
you
have
punt?
No idea.
A full-size regulation?
I have no idea.
How far do you think? 20?
I don't
15
know.
15 yards?
50 yards?
50 yards?
I have no idea. I don't
know. Well, sign you up.
I can kick.
Can you imagine if you punted?
I played soccer.
For the Giants
They
next
would
year?
Get soccer players to kick, right?
Yeah.
Well,
in football, sometimes.
But not to punt. I don't think people punt soccer style.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying... Some of the kickers came out of soccer.
Who's going to win? Yeah. Fabio's prediction.
On my team, there was a soccer player was our kicker, actually. So yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think that started with Tampa Bay Buccaneers when Derek Smethurst from the Rowdies became their kicker.
You lost me. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, anyway, caller, what's your message of peace and love to our listeners?
Try and stay positive.
Are you positive? Are you happy? Is everything okay? Do you need to talk to us about anything? Seriously.
No, everything seems to be going pretty well.
Are you lonely?
Are you lonely?
How with you guys?
I was curious. Are you in any social civic groups, Elks Club, anything?
Do people still do that?
Sure, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Where? In Iowa?
In Wisconsin. There were young men active in the Elks.
Were?
They still were when I lived there a few years ago. Guys younger than me.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, that's...
Civic organization. They have a good time, do some good work,
clubhouse. What are the civic things they do?
Oh, like
such as
flood cleanup, assisting the disabled.
Those are admirable
meals
things.
On wheels, okay. I guess, things like that.
Okay.
Things that you would never consider. Your cold heart.
That's so mean. That's so mean.
I love you, Fabio. Hey, listener.
Yep.
Can you do me a favor? Are you inside?
I'm actually outside.
Can you yell something into the cool January air?
What do you want me to yell?
Can you yell? And I mean rear back. Look around. Make sure you don't know anybody. Because it's a fairly anonymous, large city. You can do these
kind
of things.
Where is he?
It's a new
the thing is, I'm actually outside of a house that I'm about to make a delivery to. So
okay.
I think they might think I'm a little weird for yelling outside.
That gives it extra excitement that you might alienate your customer.
What are you delivering, by the way?
Oh, God.
Italian food.
Italian food.
Don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? Don't what? I was curious about what he's delivering. What did I do?
I'm just compartmentalizing. I'm timing these things out. You pushed me into the next half hour.
Timing these things. What is that?
Would you?
What do you want me to yell?
I love today's WFMU.
All right. I'm gonna give it my best shot without trying to freak out these people.
And hold the phone back, a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
WFMU.
See, I think I think these phones have limiters on them where when they hear loud. So how do we deal with that?
I don't know.
It won't work.
It definitely distorted, like it compressed it or something.
Yeah.
It was weird.
I appreciate your efforts. Thanks for the call.
No problem. Thank you for taking the call.
Bye.
You bet.
Take care.
And we have another one, Fob. Should we take it or play a song?
Up to you.
Hold on. Let me get rid of this one.
I agree with him. Wake and Fright, definitely a movie worth seeing. Check it out.
I felt bad because I was playing some of this School of Seven Bells.
Uh-huh.
Alpinisms.
Yeah.
My roommate, Chad's album, he likes this band.
They're fairly well-known, popular. Yeah.
Do they like him over in... And it's kind of a few years old now, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But so you heard about Edgar Froese and Demi Sirousos, right?
Are these death stories you're bringing in?
Well, they happened to pass away this week. They were big people.
Who were they?
Demi Sirousos was in
Aphrodite's
Child. And Edgar Froese was in Tangerine Dream. He's a founding member of Tangerine Dream.
They're leaving us, Fab.
Everybody has to go sooner or later.
We're right behind them.
Yeah, off planet.
That's sad, though. They made their mark, though.
They did.
Yeah,
they
that's
did.
Cool. And we'll miss... their unique and singular minds and the crafts and magic they were able to impart to us here on Earth.
This is true.
All right.
You got two callers there.
I know, but I'm so into playing some music today. Well, it's Cash, isn't it? I like the vibe, though, Fob. You're helping me out here, man. Dusty Show, who's there?
Hey, how's it going, Dusty? It's Dan.
Clay Pigeon.
Dan.
It's Clay Pigeon.
Daniel, where are you calling from?
I'm coming from the 90.1 area, like Monroe-ish.
Oh, upstate New York.
Barry-ish.
Yeah.
And you probably got less snow than we did.
Yeah, we got like no snow.
Wow.
Talk to him, Fab, because I got to put some music on.
So you're in Monroe, is it?
Yeah, that general area.
And you can tune in on the radio. You can tune in 90.1?
Yeah, 90.1, man. It's great.
Cool. How long have you been listening to FMU?
5 or 6 years now.
Oh, so you're a regular listener. You know,
I just got my car back so I can listen. It's great.
Cool.
Great.
You know that our fundraising marathon is coming up, right?
Oh, no, I don't know anything about that.
Oh, yeah, it's coming up. It's coming up. Pencil it in.
I want to, you guys are talking about, like, movies and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Jeez, Fab.
Go ahead.
What do you think about the movie Salo?
Salo.
Salo, yeah, Salo.
By Pier Paolo Pasolini.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, Pasolini.
Great movie.
How about Marley and Me?
Great movie.
Miley and Me's okay. Kind of similar.
Now, look, let's see, he's open-minded. I watched Armageddon, parts of Armageddon, and then switched last night into Denzel Washington's, what's that train movie? Unstoppable.
Training Day.
Unstoppable.
I don't know.
With
no
the new Captain Kirk. What's his name?
Captain Kirk.
Pike. What's his name?
Captain Pike?
No, the young Kirk.
Lost me.
Ah, damn you both.
I liked Salo a lot. The first time I saw it, I was going out with this girl, and she couldn't handle it and left the theater, and I had to go with her, and then I had to watch it myself again later. It's a heavy.
I would have just let her go. I would have let her keep walking.
It's a heavy, difficult movie to get through, but it's really intense. It's really great.
Oh yeah,
really great.
Dale, that kicker with a half foot in the 70s was Dempsey, wasn't it? Jack Dempsey. Dempsey,
huh?
The kicker. From the Saints. He kicked the longest field goal in history and only had half a foot. He was born with half a foot.
Half a foot.
His last name was attachment for his half foot.
It was Dempsey, though. No, he just had a little custom-made shoe. It was great.
Wow, I didn't know.
Yeah, everyone loved him, and it was very exciting. Dempsey. Who's going to win that Super Bowl, caller?
Oh, man, that's a... Well, I'm more of a baseball guy, but if I was a betting guy, which I'm not, I'd have to go Seahawks.
Are you a Yankees fan? I love this, Fab, just laying on the sports. Are you?
No, I'm more of a, I don't know. I mean, I root for the Tampa Bay Rays, but they, like, got rid of all their players.
Are you
like
from the Tampa Bay area?
No.
You just like
them? I don't know. I like to root for the underdog, I guess, you know?
Yeah, they used to be terrible. Now they're kind of competitive, aren't they? I lived down there for a while. Saw a few games at the Tropicana Dome where the balls hit the roof sometimes. But they had to build a dome stadium because it rains every day during baseball season. Mm. So they had to cover it up.
Did you pet the Stingrays?
Did I? No, I didn't. They didn't have them back then. They were actually called the Devil Rays when they first came down there. And they dropped the devil part of the name.
Mm. And then they got good.
You hate this, Fabio.
I don't hate it. I don't know what to say about it. I think we got to go.
We got to go. What's your message of peace and love to the listeners? What matters to you most today?
Oh, man, just keep your head low and roll with the punches, friends.
Keep it low. Don't hold your head up, as Argent said. Keep that thing down.
Yep.
Do you just touch your chin to your chest?
Yeah, and just roll.
And just roll. Do you wear kind of a hat?
No, it's openly exposed.
Where are you now?
Now I'm driving right now.
Oh man, I wish you could get out of your car and kick a tree. That's what I'm picturing. I mean, just lightly kick it and hold the phone up where we could just hear the light tap.
What would that do for you?
Rubber to bark. What? I don't know. Just
I'll do it in spirit. I'm doing it in spirit.
All right, man. You have a horn, you could honk it. Yeah.
No. This is not happening.
What isn't happening?
The horn.
Check that out.
Bassist Archie Ulm.
Archie Ulm.
Experience. That's what we're listening to?
Yeah.
Wow.
A local record from Wisconsin.
Is this Time Is Tight?
No, he's talking about some new synthesizer he got at the
time.
No,
but the track, is it the first track?
Yeah.
It's Time Is Tight.
It's
kind
of cool, isn't it?
He does Caravan. I got to get a copy of this Caravan.
Don't bend it.
Got to add it to the collection of Caravan.
You're like crimping the corner.
I'm not crimping anything.
You're crimping the
corner.
You're
out of your mind. I didn't do anything to it. and he does MacArthur Park. Put MacArthur Park on. Let's hear what that sounds like. It must be awful.
Well, go ahead. Okay,
go ahead. Okay, we're going to hear MacArthur Park by Archie Ulm Experience. It says here, for 1 year prior to the creation of this album, Archie Ulm has been performing on the EX1, a polyphonic synthesizer created by Yamaha International and most notably used in recording the soundtrack for the movie Close Encounters. Wow. He has lightning fast hands, it says.
Lightning fast.
That's what it says. Lightning fast hands.
Like Michelangelo Baddio, the speed guitarist, his nickname is Hands Without Shadow.
That's good.
That's great, isn't it?
Because Archie loves thrilling audiences so of all ages, side one features him backed by percussionist Paul Hergert and steel guitarist Larry Carrico, while side two presents him as the soloist. Listen and enjoy the experience. Wow.
This is good, though, isn't it?
Not really, but it's amusing.
What's funny, and I love this album, but you can tell he's playing the bass with his foot, and it's hard. It's difficult to do if you listen to it.
Archie Ulm. All right, can we hear Caravan now? Yeah, come on.
Switch over
to Caravan.
Not going to do it.
Why?
I don't know. You're bugging me.
I can leave if you want.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Hello, everybody.
Whoa. What was that?
It's David, I think. Hey, David.
It's David here.
I recognize you, David. What's happening, man?
I passed my Section 8 requisite filling out papers for special enhanced Section 8 housing.
Mm-hmm.
And the main lady herself took care of me and took my package with my CSW from Mount Sinai.
So you got new housing coming? Is that what you're saying?
No. I get cheap. Every year we have to be certified if we live under a certain thing called enhanced Section 8 housing.
Okay, well,
that's not the projects. It's a private residence. People pay market value rent here. They don't get blown away.
Yeah.
I've been in Central Park West in people's houses, and it was like a rummage sale, man. Clothes thrown all over the floor, and everything got walked
over. Clothes all over the floor.
But here, you got to be spick and span no matter what.
That's probably good.
If they're rich, they can have the place look like garbage.
Yeah, well,
And my helper is sick, so she's off for the duration.
And you're just listening to the radio, just listening to Fab and I?
Oh, I want to tell you, it's a good idea to torture terrorists. Torture terrorists until they become believers.
Believers in what?
Believers in something greater than themselves, which they've been told that... I don't want to bring that Bush, but Bush said, I read the Quran. And he said, it's a book of tolerance and patience.
The Quran.
And when they say, in the name of Allah, who is most merciful, mm-hmm. I believe that. For the good Arab people, but these fanatic right-wing extremists, I mean, they got to be tortured. You think I'm being in a little war, the CIA, Guantanamo Bay, go send these people around? You got to do the good old CIA way they did with Z. He still lives, a good poet in Greece. I don't advocate that. That was a good guy. But these are guys that are out to harm the world. And so we got to put them in their place.
I'm in, yeah. I like the way you put it.
You're
succinct in your thoughts. Outspoken. What's your message to our listeners?
Marathon time is here again.
What time is here?
Marathon.
Marathon. It is coming up soon.
It is.
Are you going to be there for the Dusty Show?
That comes the spring offensive. We have a spring record fair. That's what I'm looking forward to so much.
Wow. I think I know you now, David. You've been to record fair, right?
No. I'm opinionated. I'm basically a peaceful man at heart. I really am. A lot of people take me by my
What does that have to do with the marathon?
No, that's okay.
But I have faith. I keep the faith.
Well, I'm glad you called, man. Will you continue to check in with us from time to time?
Oh, I'd love to. My next move should be that I stay here, or they throw me out into a, hopefully into a studio that faces the river. That'd be good for my psyche.
Yeah.
But in practically, I should have a one bedroom, which they give me a choice too, because I need the space. But no, I'm gonna go for a studio. I've seen a husband for more than half my life. I've lived here since 1976, and I just turned 60 years old. So that's 2/3 of my life, I guess, I've been here. I don't know.
Well, it's good to have a stable residence. I gotta let you go.
I know you gotta go. Thanks, Clay, and have a wonderful, dusty day.
Thank you, too, David. Hang in there, man.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Did you hear that, Father?
Yes, thank you. Bye.
Nice guy, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's 19 minutes until 7 o'clock, and my friend Fabio still hanging around.
Is that a subtle message? Not so subtle message?
His music doesn't make it rock, but he plays an intelligent sound. Strength through failure.
I think you might have liked today's show. It kind of rocked a little bit.
Did it?
Yeah, early on.
Yeah. This show today, Fab.
What?
No, man.
What's wrong with it? It seems like a pretty straight up dusty show so far. Whoa!
What do you think? What is this? You don't recognize it?
No, I do not.
This is Laibach, Fabio.
Is it?
Tons mit Laibach.
Wir alle sind besessen. Wir alle sind verflucht. Wir alle sind gekreuzigt. Und alle sind kaputt. Von Reiztechnologie. Von Zeitökonomie. Von Qualität des Lebens und Kriegsphilosophie. 1, 2, 3, 4. Brüchel, kommt das mit mir. 1, 2, 3, 4. Beide Hände reich ich dir. 1, 2, 3, 4. Meine Freunde, das mit mir. Wir tanzen Adolf Hinkel, Benzin und Apolloni. Wir tanzen Schickel drüber und tanzen mit Maitreya. Mit Totalitarismus und mit Demokratie. Wir tanzen mit Faschismus und unter Anarchie.
Love the video. Laibach. Clay Pigeon with you, Dusty. Show until 7 o'clock and then Hardy White.
I fly, drive here.
You're missing it, Bob. I was surprised Bob didn't know Laibach. Wait. Go ahead.
I know Laibach, I just don't know this track.
This track?
Yeah, I never heard this.
Tanz mit Laibach. I don't think they're German. It's
no,
like a couple...
No, they're from
Romania.
Croatia. Is it Serbia or Croatia?
Something. Boy.
They were from Yugoslavia, and then, but I can't remember which part of Yugoslavia.
We denied them their big finish.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing, Fab? Nobody on the phone at all? I mean, we can talk over this one, but let's keep
the music rolling.
Let's keep it rolling.
Okay.
See if you can identify this. Platinum seller.
Platinum seller.
70s.
Your era.
Singer went out to San Francisco from Wisconsin. Kind of a moody hit for him. Nostalgic harmonica.
Sitar. Wow.
Choral electric sitar.
Oh, an electric sitar, no less. Wow.
Les Paul's godson.
Les Paul's godson.
Mm-hmm. It's Steve Miller, Fab.
Oh, I didn't know he was Les Paul's godson.
In the winter.
In the winter time, when all the leaves are brown and the wind blows, and the birds have all flown for the summer.
Like Steve Miller, Bob?
I could get into some certain things. You know, not a huge fan. But
what do you think made him popular? Simplicity?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, he had a lot of hits, that's for sure. I like that one song, The Joker.
Step on a vocal.
In the wintertime, when all the leaves are brown and the wind blows so chill, and the birds have all flown for the summer.
Caller, are you there?
Oh, it's absolutely. Okay for you to step on the vocals?
Hold on, Steph. If you just stay out of it. Hold on, caller, okay?
Okay.
I wanted way more emotionally out of that than you allowed me to have, Bob.
You talked over it.
That's your fault. I think the listeners would agree.
Would
if
they
you
know?
Check the ACU. Laibach is Slovenian. Stephanie, is
Slovenian,
that you?
Slovenian, yes.
Stephanie? Steph?
No, this isn't Stephanie.
Who is it?
This is Sarah in Portland.
Oh, why am I playing The Journey? Damn it. I'm starting to swear. Yeah. Hold on, Steph. Now, where are you calling from?
It's Sarah, and I'm in Portland.
Oh, Sarah in Portland. I wanted to apologize to you.
Oh, that's okay. You've got a lot going on. I was just trying to sneak another call in.
I didn't recognize you last week. I guess I'm not good at recognizing, Fab, these people. Marcel pointed out that I had kind of dissed you by not recognizing you.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to make an impression.
Yeah, and I asked you the weight question.
Well, Clay, you talk to so many people
that,
you know, we'll give you a little you know, leeway.
I think you.
Well,
you,
he does diss
no
me quite
idea.
Often, though. You do diss me quite regularly.
But you're a different matter. You deserve it.
I'm okay.
People
it's
like
okay
Sarah,
to do that.
It is, Fabio. don't try to be cute. Look, you put that face on.
What?
And I know it works on other people.
What are you
I'm
talking about?
But I'm immune to it. I see the
what
CAD.
What did you say? CAD?
Yeah, there's a, you know, you're 5% CAD.
What?
Yeah, the average guy's probably 4.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Really? How do you come up with
because
these numbers?
It takes one to know one, buddy. Uh-oh. Yeah, yeah.
You're, in other words,
you'll
you're,
have to come up with like a CAD chart for yeah. men, like sort of like an electronegativity.
You are so
you know? We're looking for some trends.
You're so nice. what's going on now? Portland, right?
Yeah.
Do you think eventually you'll move on up to Seattle?
Well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that because I pretty much could move to Seattle.
I felt that.
I'm getting, lives, you know, he would rather move down here and I would rather not live in Seattle. As much as I love visiting, Seattle is a great, awesome
place. I am the new Kreskin. I'm the new Kreskin.
Do you, you think so, huh?
Yes.
Well, you do have glasses, so that's a start.
I know that she's got brown eyes. Am I not correct?
No, you are not correct.
See that? You were going for averages because more people have brown eyes, but you were wrong.
It's because she's in a pitch dark room and you can't see them right there.
I'm a
black.
Mutant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I see.
No, I don't know. That Kreskin thing went nowhere. We're running out of time and
nowhere.
I'm frustrated. I'm going to play the Journey Under Us against
oh, man.
My better judgment.
Yeah, against anybody's better judgment.
No, it isn't. Who's singing this? Who's
I have
singing
no
this?
Idea.
Either one of you. Now be quiet. Who's singing this? You have no idea. You're a total loser.
Well, I don't hear anything, so.
Now you know who's singing this. Come on, Sarah. Who's singing this?
Joe Franklin?
No, what singer?
I don't hear anything. I'm hearing one singing.
Now do you?
No.
Yeah, well.
Tom Seaver?
Technology.
I'm running out of patience, Sarah. It's Steve
the invisible
Perry.
Singer.
It's Steve Perry from
singer?
Journey. See, she can't hear me.
Fred Perry.
That's a good one.
Who?
Who are other Perrys? Matthew Perry.
Linda Perry.
Linda
Joe Perry.
Perry. Joe Perry.
Yeah, Perrys. Perry.
Matthew Perry.
Katie
Matthew
Perry.
Matthew Perry. Katie Perry.
Who's the Texas governor, dude? Rick Perry.
Rick Perry.
Rick Perry.
Yeah, yeah. Robes.
And that just made me think Walker, Texas Ranger, which
Robes.
Has nothing to do with anything.
Oh, you blew my line. You just blew my line. I had a great one. A Robes Perry.
It's Robes Pierre.
Yeah, see, and then we get the laugh.
Oh, is that right?
That was it. It's
that's
so
what you
simple.
Were yeah.
Robes Perry.
Well, you are a simple guy. It's true.
I am?
Yeah.
Listen to him just kick your... Listen to him. I'm turning you down. Don't go away. Come on, Fabio. Sing it with me. You remember it.
I don't.
That way too. Ah, those big block harmonies. And that's Greg Rowley singing from Santana, the keyboardist.
Is it?
Yeah. Neil Sean on guitar. Ross Valery on bass. Great. He played with Steve Miller for a time.
Uh-huh.
Listen to it.
It's very arena.
Wait, I cut her right out. Are you still there, Sarah?
I'm still here. Yeah, I'm listening to you guys, Dad.
Is your last name Dippity? Because if your middle name was Nancy, you could be Sarah and Dippity.
Oh,
Sarah oh look at that. Look what you did.
God.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
I love stuff like that. It keeps you, hey, we got.
My last name is very boring.
What is so. Let me guess. I'm Kreskining.
Mm-hmm.
Is it common or very uncommon?
It's fairly common.
Fairly
but
common.
But not super.
And
like,
it,
not Smith, okay?
Give us a letter, the first letter. Would it be one of the first 13 letters of the alphabet?
No.
I didn't think so. So we're somewhere between N and Z. Is it a hard consonant or a dangling vowel?
There's a hard consonant.
Yeah, we've milked this for all it's worth. Sarah, what I'm doing now is I'm just turning you down. No message, no sound.
Wow, that's really harsh.
Sarah.
So harsh.
Yeah.
You can make desperate last, say desperate last things. This is it. 5 seconds. Desperate last things.
Say anything just to keep the music
away
from us.
Come on, we're out of time. Listen.
I'm on the spot. All I can think about is chemistry.
And more, faster. Do it.
As electronegativity increases, the gap energy increases.
Oh my God.
Anytime you want me, WFMU, play pigeon with you. Solid Gold from Journey. Going back to 1978 wow. for this one. Again, Greg Rolie.
Rolades?
Rolie.
I'm going to need Rolades
after
this.
You know, making fun of someone's last name is about as low.
No, it's
oh,
not. It's,
Greg Rolades?
It's not his name. It's the whole package here that you're throwing out at me.
The rock package?
The rock package, yeah.
Yeah, you should learn about it. You know?
Ooh, you're getting really, like, touchy
well,
there.
I'm realizing what I got, Bob. When you turn it up, baby. When you reach deep for solid gold like this one from Journey. Life can turn around in a moment. It's 5 minutes in front of Hardy White, but until then, we've got nothing but solid rock opportunities with our special guest, Fabio.
Wow. Lots of callers there.
That was pretty fun. Hold on. Caller, are you there? This has got to be so quick. So quick.
Hi, my name's Dell.
Your name's Bill or Dell?
Dell.
Dell.
And Dell, do you love the program? Are you enjoying what we're doing? Are we making you giggle?
Yes.
How old are you, Dell?
I'm 7.
7. See, this 7. Is the level of listenership
this
that
is,
you get
my,
for the Dusty
widest
show.
Demographic?
Yes,
is
7.
The Generation Z.
7.
I'm ahead of the curve, baby.
My dad plays the show and he loves it.
He does?
Uh-huh.
And do you kind of wonder sometimes, why do you like this, Dad? It doesn't seem that funny to me.
Because it's weird.
Is it weird? Can you make a weird noise that no one else can make? Can you create one? If you saw a monster, what noise would he make? Something you haven't seen on TV. What would he sound like? Something weird and scary. Again. Just keep doing it as I slowly turn you down.
Now that was really special radio right there.
I think.
That was a radio moment.
Oh, man. Look at the Christmas tree, Bob. We're bringing it home.
This is
this
total
show,
70s rock,
well,
man.
Yeah, and?
Now, who is this again?
This is Journey.
Journey.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now listen to this ending. Just listen. Neil Sean, through the Leslie, they gave you the false buildup to the ending. You think it was going to end. Let's extend it a little longer. Is that Ainsley Dunbar on drums or Steve Smith? I say Ainsley.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty early on.
Uh-huh.
Let's fade it out.
Okay.
So you can imagine the party just keeps rolling. Right now, they're out there 30 years later.
Wow.
Steve Smith taking a little time off the Vital Information tour.
Wow, you really drank this Kool-Aid, didn't you?
I'm still drinking it all these years. We have calls, though, Fab, which is something.
This is a perfect example of why drugs mess you up.
Freaking 2 minutes left.
Take a call.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I have stuff, but I guess I'll save it for next
It's only
week.
2 minutes.
I know. Don't.
Who's
there? Who's there? 2 minute Dusty Show. 2 minute warning.
Hello, Clay. Clay, I hope I have found a station will manage rubber like Kirsten, and she's exactly like her, and she cooks for you and makes you feel good, me too. But she has to be bodacious.
Bodacious?
Yeah, we talked about this, David.
Bodacious.
Hey, thanks for the nice words, David. I got one more caller to get to before we're off the air. Thanks for calling, my friend.
Take care. God bless you all.
You
bye
too.
Bye.
Thanks
bye.
For your well wishes, David. Bye. Take care. He's so nice. He hopes
that your wife is bodacious. That was a little off color there.
He's combining like a call and call to the station, like three calls. Who's this? You have 80 seconds left.
80 seconds.
Hey, Clay. Hey, Dusty. Blondie from Nutley.
What's up, Nutley?
Not much. Just want to say glad to have Fab hang around.
Yeah.
Either bring the show up or bring the show down, but he's always entertaining.
Yeah. Will you stick around for Hardy White here in a moment?
Absolutely. I'll be around there for
And now. The whole Thursday night package?
You got it. FMU is a good one. I'm like the other driver I deliver, so it's company and good stuff.
Are you driving right now?
Yes, have it on right now.
Can you pound on the dashboard?
Wow, it gets really muffled.
Yeah, that was kind of good.
Thanks.
And how about this?
We're done?
A whole minute of just us. Let me grab him.
What do you got? Oh, you got the
Party White.
Party White show coming up at 7 p.m. right here on WFMU.
I had many, many other songs to play, Fob.
Well, you've got more shows to do in the future.
I guess so. I want to thank you for sitting in. Thanks to the callers. Thanks for the people on the Acu playlist. This has been Clay Pigeon. And I'm glad that you took the time to listen. Hardy White is next.
Coming right up.
Yeah.
Anything else to add?
Yeah.
It's been good.
If your back is curved, the man can ride you.
What?
Straighten out your back and the man can't ride. That's Sarah Palin.
Oh, my God.
Did you totally miss all that?
Yeah, I did. Thank God.
You gotta hear it.
She's just a mess. She is a mess.
I'm a mess.
No, she is a mess. You're good.
Yeah.
She's a mess.
All right. Well, that's it, I guess. I'm reluctant to go. It's like I want to get something more out of this
show
today.
You got plenty today.
Yeah.
You got plenty.
Well, next
week. You played Journey.
Next week, I'm doubling down on the goodness.
Okay.
It's going to be something else.
Okay.
Thank you, Fob.
We'll see you later. Thank you for having me.
Anything else?
I have nothing else to add.
We better get out of here. Now, is this going to...
Did you do the legal...
Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, see, I'm not good with these CDs.
This is Freeform Radio, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now, won't you, as we take a coffee break together. A respite from our busy lives as air traffic controllers are surgeons. And we just wander away from it and forget about it for a while. Visit together and relax, and then break out into a panic because we ignored our responsibilities and we hurry back to work with our faces smeared with ketchup and our fly still open. Oh, I'm so glad to be with you today. I'm so sorry I did not get our regular table, but we've never been to this place before. So I did my best. It's a little wobbly. See, it's moving around like that, so be careful when you set your drink on it. It'd be great for doing a seance. Could you say, oh, look at the dead. They must be here because they're making the table wobble a little bit. I don't know, maybe that, I want something a little bit more emphatic from a ghost, little song and dance or something. Can you do an old routine? I require my ghosts to be triple threats, be able to sing, dance, and float, and manifest themselves as animals or something like that. That's stretching a little bit. Often the dead are not that talented. I'd love to get you a coffee. Can I buy you a coffee? I drink for free here, so I'm cheating a little bit. But I don't know what you take in it. Today, a lot of people, I've been looking on the internet, people putting all sorts of strange things in their coffee, like butter or eggs or something. Put a whole breakfast there in your coffee. I'm a little traditional. I think the only thing that belongs in coffee is more coffee or cream or sugar or maybe a cardamom pod if it's Turkish coffee. Or maybe ground lamb and mint, but without the coffee. That's lob. Yes, it is. So anything you really want. This is one of those cafes you can get anything. Anything you want. Any style of drink. I've been drinking lots of teas, you know, because I reached my limit with coffee. Because there's a lot of caffeine in it. And decaffeinated coffee tastes a little bit nasty to me. Just a little bit like maybe sand and cardboard, which is another drink that I enjoy. But you got to spike it a little with raw whiskey. So I've been looking at all sorts of teas. I'll go over there to the health food store, and they got all teas. Now, they can't tell you they're medicinal. So they give you little hints in the title, like, you know, tummy tea, or lung tea. Every organ is represented. Well, with some notable exceptions, I guess tea doesn't work for everything. But I'll tell you, they don't work on me. A lot of things in them are not to my taste. One man's tummy tea is another man's syrup of ipecac. So it doesn't say, well, that's not going to settle my stomach as much as it's going to really settle the problem altogether by emptying it. Do I gag easily? I don't know. I was going to make a little joke there with gag, but I can't think of one. Sometimes I have trouble coming up with ideas. So how do you get all those ideas for the show, Hardy? Well, I have a writing staff. That's what I call my walking stick. Sometimes I'll just go for a walk. I'm a very peripatetic thinker. And you say, what's that? Is that gum disease? No, we've talked about this before. Just because it's a P word, I think you're getting very confused. It has nothing to do with your gums. It's about walking. I like to wander and wander and wander aimlessly because that way I don't get wedded to one subject or something. I feel like when I set off on just a mission, I miss the things along the way. And you never know what you're going to see along the way. Like today, I saw some sort of animal vomit. And it wasn't very enlightening, really. But I would have missed that if I was just saying, oh, I got to go to the store, got to go to the store, got to go to the store or something. So you get all focused on just don't go to that new Kroger. But no, I like to look. I look around me. I say, oh, what have I missed? I do that with people. Say, well, I know that I've probably missed something. Let me just sit and stare at you. Does that make you uncomfortable? I'm dressing you with my eyes. A lot of people undress people with their eyes. I don't. I say, what would you look like with a strimal or something on or some funny hat or coat or something, and I'll put that on you. I'll dress you up like you're a cutout doll. Somebody gave me a book, and it was the little paper cutouts of the Nixons. And I really resisted it for a long time, and then I said, you know what? I'm going to dress up Pat. I'm going to make my own little clothes for her or something. I think I'm confessing too much. But it's just my creative spirit. You know, I say, hey, I'm not, you know what I'm not afraid of? Stigma. And you mean bleeding hands? Again, you're confusing words. I do that too. I just hear, you know why? Because I'm half listening. Why am I half listening? My ears clogged. So the other day, excuse me. Yes? Can I sit here? Is this seat taken? Oh no, please sit down, friend. I'm just talking to my friends here. I hope that's not going to bother you. No, please do whatever you were doing. All right. Thank you. It's strange that you're sitting here since it completely empty cafe, but I'm glad to have your company, friend. Thank you. So as I was saying, I went to the doctor the other day because I'm having some, I don't know whether it's allergies or I'm dying or a little bit of both. Say, we're all dying, Hardy. Yes, it has to do with the rate, though. That's what you want to go and just say, how quickly am I dying? Because I got a lot of people I want to tell off. And I want to time it correctly. Because I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here for the rebuttals. So I went to the doctor, and she said, "Well, you know, you're basically just a mess from the head up." I said, "Well, I knew that." She goes, "Also neck down." I go, "All right, but we'll get to that later." She said, "That's a different doctor anyway." So I was in there, and she said, "Well, now something I notice here about this clogged ear is it's full of wax." And I was like, "That's disgusting. Does everybody have that?" She goes, "Yes, it's very human, except that you have even more." I said, "Am I more human?" And she goes, "No, it's sort of inhuman the amount you have. So can we flush it out for you?" And I said, "Well, yes." And so the nurse came in, and they put a sort of bedpan under my ear, and she shot a. What it felt like is, have you ever had a knitting needle driven into your ear with a ball peen hammer? That's about what it felt like. I don't know whether my ear is just sensitive from being clogged for that long. And she started squirting water in it. And she says, "How's that?" And I said, "What?" I'm deaf because I can't hear because she's got something jammed in my ear. I don't know if they teach that in medical school. But that's apparently, we now know this is the seat of all hearing is the ear. We used to think, now the ancient Egyptians, they had it all messed up. They said, "Oh, you hear with your heart and your rectum is a sort of hiney mouth or something," but it's not. It's all, we now know the brain is the source of thinking, even though it's all gooey and everything like that. You'd think it'd be more orderly. It would look like a computer or something. I don't know how it works. It's not my. And I thank goodness I don't have to take them apart because I'd just be real lost. It all looks the same to me. It's like cutting up liver.
But thank goodness we have doctors to do that. And so they squirted my ear for a while, and then she said, look, this is the worst part of it. She said, look what came out. And it was, it looked like raw, like a rock or something. It had come out of my ear. And you know what it looked like? It looked like that the rock...